want to speak to a councillor who's rolling out the defibrillators idea, not personally, but he's certainly supporting it. And I'm surprised by their presence in the parks, but maybe this is an excellent idea. Matt Garrett. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Matt, these defibs, they're going to be in the city's parks generally, or just some in your area? What area are you, West Belfast?
Well, I'm West Belfast, but no, they will be rolled out across our public parks right across the city. And on top of that, not just our public parks. Whenever I proposed the motion in council back in November, I had said that we would like to see them rolled out in our council facilities where we had a high footfall. So not only the parks, but they will also go in places like Belfast Castle, Malone House. Our council wardens, our safer neighbourhood officers who are out and about in our communities every night providing essential services will also be carrying these in their vehicles.
But are they going to be housed indoors, or will they be on a wall somewhere that you press the red button, the yellow hatch opens and the defib comes out? I would imagine vandals, sadly, would interfere with them.
Well, I mean, absolutely. There's always that fear. But, I mean, let's not lose sight of what these are about. These are about saving people's lives. And what the council need to do is to involve themselves also in an education process with the public in terms of what they're used for. These essentially could be used to save a person's mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister. That's what they're there for. So, I mean, we will educate people in their use. But they are in the parks. The ones that are in the parks are publicly accessible, and they will be accessible to the public during the hours when the parks are open.
Are you fundraising for them, or is this ratepayers' money? It is your initiative, Matt.
Yeah, it came through Belfast City Council. I mean, this is being paid for out of council resources, but I'm learning just as of this week that there are other organisations in the private sector who are now coming forward to the council and saying that they would like to be part of this, and they would like to donate as well some of their defibrillators. And on top of that, I mean, this wasn't just an idea that I dreamt up overnight. This has came through close consultation with community organisations who champion this cause every single day of the week. And they were fully supportive of rolling these out across our council facilities.
Now, these defibrillators, they are at a number of sites right across Northern Ireland generally, sports facilities. I know the Gaelic clubs have them. I'm sure other sports facilities have them as well. Outside the Henderson shops, the Spar shops, they are there at the petrol stations. We covered that on the radio. I'm just wondering, do we have any evidence at all of the defibs that have been put in place over the past, say, 5 years having been used to save a life? Is there any evidence of that?
Well, I mean, I think there's evidence that they do save lives. I mean, the essence of a person having an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, the survival rate is 10%. However, where there is a defibrillator that is deployed during that cardiac arrest, their chances increase by up to 70% of survival. So they're there, they're essential, and they provide life-saving ability for people that find themselves in these situations. So the evidence is there, and I think the more that we have these, Frank, right across not only the public sector but also the private sector, and where we have areas of high footfall, that they should be deployed. And other cities and other parts of the world are leading the way in terms of some of these, where they quite literally have them on every other lamppost. And I think that as a city, we should do all we can to help improve people's health and well-being.
Yeah, it's a strong argument. It is. Councillor Matt Garrett from Sinn Féin, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. Bye.